Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hiranyam Rajatam Shayam Vashashamsyagya Vashamsi Ajina Kambalan Yanam Ratan Ibhan Kanya Dharam Vritti Karim Api Hiranyam Rajatam Shayam Vasham Shyagjina Kambalan Yanam Ratan Ibhan Kanya Dharam Vritti Karim Api Hiranyam Rajatam Shayam Vasham Shyajina Kambalan Yanam Ratan Iban Kanya Dharam Vritti Karim Api Hiranyam Rajatam Shayam Vasham Shyajina Kambalan Yanam Ratani Bankanya Dharam Vritti Karim Api Hiranyam Gold Rajatam Gold Coins Shayam Bedding Vashamsi Clothing Ajina Animal skin for seats Kambalan Blankets Yanam Horses Ratan Chariots Ibhan Elephants Kanya Girls Dharam, land, Vritti Karim, to provide livelihood, Api, also. Translation. The Brahmanas were not only given well-fed cows and charity, but also gold, gold coins, bedding, clothing, animal skin seats, blankets, horses, elephants, girls, and sufficient land for maintenance. Purport. All these charities were meant for the Brahmanas, whose lives were devoted entirely to the welfare of society, both spiritually and materially. The Brahmanas were not given their giving their services as paid servants, but the society provided them with all necessities. It was arranged for some of the Brahmins who were in difficulty for marriage to be given girls. The Brahmanas therefore had no economic problems. The Kshatriya kings and rich mercantile men would provide them with all that they needed, and in exchange the Brahmanas were completely devoted to the elevation of society. That was the way of social cooperation between the different castes. When the Brahmana caste, class or caste gradually became easygoing, being fed by the society, although they had no Brahminical qualifications, they degraded themselves into Brahmabandhus, or disqualified Brahmanas, and thus other members of society also gradually fell down from the social standard of progressive life. As described in Bhagavad Gita, the caste system is the creation of the Lord, and is arranged according to the quality of work rendered to society, and not in terms of birthright, as falsely claimed in the present degraded society. So here then we're bringing out the element of charity, that here charity is being given. the members of the Yadu dynasty, then they were performing these pious activities. So in here, the pious activity then main is charity. And charity then should be given to the most qualified. So in this case, then, that is Brahmins. Brahmins are the top of the human society. Of all the living entities, humans are the best of human beings. Then Brahmanas, of Brahmanas, those who are studied in the Shastras, those who practice. More than that, those who are realized. So to that degree of the qualification of the person, to that degree, benefit is gained. Therefore, we see here is that Prabhupada's bringing out the point is that charity is meant for the Brahmanas whose lives were devoted to the welfare of society, both spiritually and materially. So that's the position of a Brahmin. And so they're not doing it for some return, and no one should think that they are doing it for that return. That is important. Because Brahmanas can't function on being paid. Right, they cannot be owned. Right? They're independent because their platform, their basic social platform, is that of liberation. So what they speak is Shastra. What they deal with is according to Shastra, and their purpose is elevation. That's what their business is. Kshatriyas, they're situated in religion, so therefore their basis is law. And their interest then is to see that that law is followed, that others are following it nicely. And then because of this, then, how do you say, between these two, it works very nicely. But so we see is that the Kshatriyas need to be independent because they are establishing law. They can't have someone else there that they're working, that would compromise their independence of establishing the law. Just like the business person, he can't be compromised in making his money. Right? Just like it's your money, you'll take the risk. You'll invest it, you'll make money, and you're happy. But if you take someone else's money, then it may be more difficult for you. Right? You won't take the risk because it's not yours. You get in trouble. You lose your job. Does that make sense? So economics will not be... So these three must be independent. So the Brahmins are in charity. It is never with some idea of return. Because the idea of charity is to get the most out of it. So the most is given, gotten by giving to the Brahmins and by doing it in the mode of goodness, which means I'm giving this out of duty with no idea of any return from it. No strings attached. Right. So then that means that the Brahmins, because of that spiritual position, then they are given this charity in this mood, and then it works very nicely. The other is materially they're benefiting, but it's not for their benefit. It is for the benefit of others. All right. Just because generally others will do something out of motive does not mean that the Brahmins do. Right? In this case, the Atmavan Manyate Jagat has to be kept to yourself. Otherwise, so much nice work that Brahmins can do, they will not do if they think that people will think they're motivated. Right? The Brahmin will maintain his independence. The Brahmin will be engaged in his own upliftment. Now it's just a matter of if you want to take advantage of it or not. It's that simple. If you do, charity is given. If you do, then the benefit that they're giving is not doubted. Otherwise, they won't work, right? They're not like a business person that even if you throw some shadow of doubt on them or they have to humble themselves or demean themselves to make money, they'll still do it. And afterwards, they'll laugh at all the people that didn't do it because of being hung up by some little rule or some little, you know, position. Right? I may have groveled, I may have, made myself demeaned in the worst ways, but I'm now the richest man in the country, and all you other guys are idiots. So what am I to worry about? Is that if that's what you have to do? Hey, the Brahmins can't do that. That's generally why they're not so rich. Right? Kshatriyas don't do it either, but they got a big sword, so, you know, things somehow or another work, right? So that's why then they're taken care of, because generally they don't really take care of themselves. They're busy doing other things. So that's why the other members of society. So then that brings us to another part here, is this is, the charity itself. Then we see that the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas would provide them with what they needed, but this meant that the caste system was important. It was valued. It's valued by Krishna. So the position itself is not a problem. The Lord takes it. Others take it. It's practical, right? It means it's like no one is a problem that, okay, I'm a kid in this society, or I'm an adult in this society, right? Or I'm a manager, or, you understand? So in the same way as all the positions in society aren't a problem, if it's understood. Because if it's understood, then everybody is being taken care of according to their need, right? You're getting what you need from it, and you're giving what you're supposed to give to it, right? That's what it says here. Means what they were giving to society. Yeah, is arranged according to the quality of work rendered to society. So the idea is the social system is what are you doing for the society. And that has to be based on dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, right? So Brahmins, you're looking specifically at moksha. They're giving the spiritual upliftment. But it's said that they do help in the other areas, spiritually and materially. So they're trying to establish one in devotion. They're trying to get one out of the material world, but at the same time, while you're in the material world, they will deal with your conditioned nature and see that the Dharma, Artha, and Kama is also properly understood, so it can be properly practiced. So then, so this system is important. It's how it works. Prabhupada brings it up again and again and again. What's not important is identifying with it and then, because of that, increasing one's material attachment. That's not important. Or taking up the position, not having the qualification for whatever known reason there is. That's also not important. The point is the conditioned nature that one has, one intelligently looks at it, observes it, sees what it is, then sees how to best engage it in Krishna's service, right? That's all that's necessary. It's not that something else is better, right? That has to be remembered. It's not that one position's any better than the other. Socially, as a machine, you have to make gradations, right? But as far as devotional service, as far as Vaishnavas are concerned, there's no difference. Does that make sense? You have two devotees. Let us say one is junior, one is senior. But the senior person, let's say, has fallen into some difficulty. The junior person helps them. So that, in one sense, puts them in the senior position. Right? But that's based on relationship, trying to help. The other is a social status. You understand? So you have the position something that's in, the tattva of it. But when you operate the rasa, many times these things switch, seemingly. That is very important to be able to tell the difference between the science and the art. The science is fixed. It always works in that way. It never deviates from that. If you find a deviation, means you haven't actually fully understood the science. Right? But the art is constantly being adjusted according to time, place, and circumstance. Right? You combine time, place, and circumstance. This is called in the Shastra the moment. Right? Because the moment means what's going on right now that you have to take into consideration the time, the place, and the circumstance. So that means that in performing any activity, then according to grammar, then you must consider three elements. You must consider the time. You must consider the mood, and you must consider what has to be done. Right? These are the three things that a verb will do. You don't consider all these three, your success or your relationship, let's say, will be compromised. Because an interaction is always for the purpose of enhancing some relationship. Does that make sense? Right? If one wants to know how to apply time, place, and circumstances by considering these three things. Right? The time, the mood, and what it is that needs to be done. Right? Then you can apply that. So that's what's behind time, place, and circumstance. Does that make sense? Right? One is the physical, and one is what's behind it, right? I want to get something done. Therefore, I create or go to the place where I can get it. I want to cook. I go to the kitchen. I don't go to the bathroom, right? Does that make sense? You want to get something done. There's a particular mood in which it's done. If that mood's not there, you'll say the circumstances weren't right, right? Or if I'm in the wrong place, it won't work. Or if I misjudge the time, right? I do something that you would do at night in the day, or something for the day and night, right? Or something for the summer and winter, or winter and summer, right? Or it's a formal situation, I do something informal, it's informal, I do something formal. Does that make sense? That's the moment. So the moment is what is connected with the verb. If you just perform the activity without considering the moment, means you will not be successful. Your accomplishment will not come out right. The mood that was there will have some shortfall. There'll be something. The relationship will not be enhanced by this. Does this make sense? Right. So. Yeah. So that is what. In this way, then, the Brahmins or the seniors are supposed to do. They're supposed to give understanding of the moment to the other members of society. What is actually to be done? Right? What is the rules? What is the science? But how do you apply that? Right? The parent is, according to the science, is the senior. The child is the junior. But if you think about it, who's doing all the service? The parent or the child? It's reversed. Right? As the child grows up, then it may switch back to some degree. Does that make sense? This is the important point. Anybody, it's said that there's what is it called? You're just studying at the 100 fools. What's it called? The Murkha Shatakam, the 100 kinds of fools. One of the fools is he who judges everything by the root word, right? The dhatu. You take the root of the word and that's what it means, and literally they stick to that. But the problem is the root, as it is being applied, as being turned from a verb into a noun, possibly back into a verb, it adjusts. There's some nuances to it. And in that adjustment, that's the art. So if you stick to the rule, you'll be a fool, right? So that is the point. We see so many rules in the Vedic literature. The Brahmins are the superior, the Kshatriyas are this, you know, Vaishyas that, or the Brahmacharis, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, the men this, women that, or adults this, students that. Does that make sense? So that's nice. That's the tattva. And that's very good, and it's 100% correct. But if you don't apply it according to the art or the moment, you will fail. And then the problem is you may have a problem of having doubt in the scriptures because of that. Many do. The art has not been used, it's only the science, and so many then throw the science out, saying it doesn't work. But who ever said that the science is what hits the ground? It's the art that is the bridge. The science is the field. So technically speaking, though the science is what you're operating on, the science is the sambandha. When you apply it, the science, that's the art. That's your abhideya. There's a difference. You understand? You have the elements of the field, you have their relationships, you have their purposes, what they'll do by interacting with them. That's the science. So knowing the field, that's your place. Right? Then that's there, but then you have to apply that. Right? That place has to have the proper mood, has to have the proper understanding of what you're trying to get, the focus. Right? There's no focus, there is no accomplishment. Right? Does this make any sense? Yeah? So, this is what is going on in this. So, spiritually, they're teaching that science, they're showing how to be a devotee. Materially, they're teaching the science and showing how it works. That person, then, that's worthy of charity. Right? But if they're receiving the charity, not performing the work, then the problem is because they're inactive, others will also become inactive. And then the whole society falls apart because it only functions, the relationships only functions because there's an action. Right? Even if that action means it's only existence, but it still takes work to make something exist. Right? It's actually the hardest. That's why Vishnu takes it up. Create it, destroy it, more easy. To maintain it, that's more difficult. So action is based on existence. You don't have existence, you don't have action, right? If the table doesn't exist, I cannot put the glass on top of it. Because it exists, then I can place the glass there. Does that make sense? So therefore, even just the element of the application that just ensures existence, then relationships can build on that. But if there's no existence, there's no security. There's no security, there's no confidence. There's no confidence, there'll be no focus. There's no focus, there'll be no result. Right? So that's the idea. So then, these are what's proper. So it's not according to birthright. It's according to actually how one performs, how one acts. Does that make sense? That's how one judges. Then it works very nicely. Then all these different things that are there, whether one performs them or not, all these pious activities in the Lord's service, then they get your result. But if they're not, then they won't get a good result. And then you have to depend upon fallible systems of partial science and definitely only partial understanding of the art of application. Like that. Okay, so cows are the prominent, because cows means economy. Besides that, then things to back it up. Gold, that means, here it says gold coins. That means gold means either in ornaments or in blocks, bricks. We see when the kings were coming for the Rajasuya sacrifice, they were bringing gold bars. And we don't mean these little dinky ones, you know, these little 100-gram ones. We mean like bricks, like that. You know, in other words, big enough, small enough that it would be comfortable to move with both hands, right? Like that. Bedding, because you have a house, you need something to fill it up with. You should be comfortable. Someone's comfortable, they're relaxed, then they can focus on what they do. Right, clothing, you need to wear something, of course, and it must be, you know, socially proper. Animal skin seats, because of their purity, you sit, you're meditating, or whatever it is, they keep away the snakes, not a bad thing. Blankets, you need for putting on the ground, for covering, for sitting on horses, elephants, for getting around, for doing different things. Girls, probably here mentioned that those who are having difficulty finding someone to marry, then they would make arrangements and find someone for them. And sufficient land for maintenance, then whatever they would need to grow their own things or depending, or they would get villages, they take the taxes, whatever happened to be the particular situation of the individual. So these are the things. But these things also along with it, just for no one gets any ideas, is that why it's given to Brahmins, because of this sadhana. Because each one of these carries your reaction with them. Like clothes, that means you will get rashes along with it. You understand? You accept clothes and charity, the reaction of how you get the karma of the person who gave it is through rashes. Right? I think gold shortens your life. You know, each one of these has something that it does nicely for you. So that's why it said only the Brahmin should accept charity, because everybody else may go down with it. Right? Example is given of trying to cross a lake in a boat made of stone. You know, you might have some problems. You might sink. So then the person who gave the charity and the person given to both will sink. So it's just given that that's why Prabhupada spends this. These meant for Brahmins whose lives are devoted entirely to the welfare of society. Those who it's not, who are just claiming to be Brahmins, you'll get some benefit for giving to them if you're doing it on that they claim to be Brahmins, addressed as Brahmins, therefore I'm giving to a Brahmin. But the person themselves, then it will be like a big rock around their neck, like that. The reactions will be serious. Like that. Sesame that destroys the children is just some of them that I can remember. Like that. Yeah. So, Prabhupada's first thing was to establish a class of Brahmins so that they could benefit the society. From this, you can establish leaders, and leaders know what to do to establish the rest of it. So that's the point. If you have the vision, you have the direction, you have the authority, then one can establish society. So when the Brahmins are there, the Kshatriyas and others will establish the society. Very easy. Any questions on this? Sir? Yes, sir. You could all hear? Yeah? So, basically, as we see here, is what we're dealing with, because we're dealing with action. Because action is the point at which the subject and object meet. Right? That the verb is where the relationship happens. So that is what needs to be studied. So as we showed before, there is the science of it, there's the art of it. So in the science of it, then that's the external. The time, the place, the circumstance, but there's something behind that, why it's a circumstance, or why you've chosen that place, or why that time, right? So the mentality is actually what's important, right? What is one's purpose? Like here, the welfare of society, that is the motive, that is the determination, and to assist those that are doing that. We see a hint of this when Prabhupada talks about in, I think it's Upadeshamrita, where he talks about how book distribution is a brahminical activity of giving knowledge and the person being appreciative of that, giving charity back, you know, as reciprocation. So the mentality is the whole thing. Is if you're having teachers that are, you know, as we were saying there, use the word salary, means salary would here means that they're getting a fixed regular donation. It's not as such. Means if they are, you can have shudras who are teaching an art. Like, let's say we had that one great devotee of Ramanuja who is a wrestler. He's a shudra. And he teaches that to the king. The king maintains them. He gives them the house, gives them this and that. So you do have that, but it's art. But when it comes to Shastra, then you're talking that it's only Brahmins, right? Even the arts can be taught by Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, like how to shoot a bow. They can be taught by another Kshatriya, how to ride the horse, the chariot. The science of the art of the martial science and the political science, that's taught by a Brahmin. And the Kshatriya will then back it up, just like here. But you've already received it from there, just like your teacher told you. Then he said, do this, like that. So that's there. So mentality is important. So even within that, just because they're teaching doesn't necessarily mean it's brahminical. It's, they may be shudras of Brahmins, right? They're assistants to Brahmins, because shudras will be in all the three. You know, they help in business, they help in the martial science, political science, and they help in the brahminical sciences. So that's there. Like the person who gives the massage for the doctor may be the doctor himself, but also may be a shudra, like that. So these kind of things that needs to be kind of set. Is something on that, or? Okay. Can we get to it afterwards, or? Yeah, okay, we'll just... Okay.